Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative Dwayne Milne of the 167th Legislative District in Chester County. Representative Milne, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's been a lot of talk about energy policy this fall in Harrisburg. The governor, of course, has addressed a joint session of the House and Senate earlier this week. What's going on and how do House Republicans look at this? What do we feel would be a good way to proceed?
Yes, we are excited to start work on the special session on alternative energy. I think it's a really important area for the state. And we are trying to look at ways to make this a free market approach to generating alternative energy in the state. We think there are a lot of economic benefits and benefits for the residents that will come from that kind of approach rather than trying to do it through taxes.
And the governor appears to have a sort of that kind of big government mindset in his plan that he laid out.
Yes, the governor's plan is premised, among other factors, on a tax on electricity. I don't believe that is the best way for us to go. It is, in the abstract, a small tax, but it is a new tax, and I don't think we should be creating new taxes in this state. It's not fair to the residents. It's not fair to our small business owners.
And, of course, it's all about trying to encourage people to conserve and encourage people to get into alternative energies. And the governor just appears to want to take that tax revenue and, as it were, hand out big checks.
Yes, our plan is to try to incentivize businesses and the free market system to provide the alternative energy. We think that provides a good source of business opportunities for the state. It's a way that we can try to create new opportunities in a way that is the emerging market really in the entire world. And we think it's best for our residents that we can approach it this way through incentives and through the regular market forces.
And what about alternative energy? How do House Republicans look at trying to encourage the development of that?
I think the alternative energy is a great source because it's going to be a good source for economic development, business development. I think it's really where the future of Pennsylvania should be in terms of our economic development. And I think also for our area, generating alternative sources of energy is a way to try to reduce and deal with some of the pollution controls plans that we were trying to put in place in southeastern Pennsylvania. And I think it's something our citizens want. They want to be able to have good sources of energy and also feel that they are protecting the environment at the same time.
And what's your hope for the special session here? How do you think it's going to proceed as we go into the fall?
I believe we'll come out of it with some very successful outcomes. I do sense a determination among the legislature and among the administration that we will leave here with a package of arrangements that makes sense for Pennsylvania. I think the citizens will be very pleased with the outcomes that we do get to.
Representative Milne, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Dwayne Milne.